Australia Overnight, the Sunday morning edition. Now, if you were the boss at Qantas, what would you do? Alan Joyce leaves Qantas with a $24 million golden handshake, and it looks like he led a purely shareholder-led business while losing the trust and admiration of many Australians. And here to explain more, Donna Bates is an integrity expert. She helps build businesses with strategic planning, and Donna joins us on Australia Overnight. Hi there, Donna.
Hi, Pat. How are you going?
I am good. I am very, very good. I've actually lined up a bit of talking about the Qantas brand. Remember this, you know, the kids on the beach, the choirs singing, and we all got teary-eyed and thought, wow, we love Qantas. It was the national carrier. But do we agree, Donna, that that brand has suffered a little bit in recent times?
I was talking with someone about this yesterday, actually, and I feel like we all have Qantas very close to our heart. We really love those ads. The spirit of Australia is really important for Australians. We see it as our national carrier, but also that, you know, there's a lot of brand equity in that, and we really tie ourselves to that messaging. But a lot of the things that have happened very recently, it's like put a sword through the heart of that. It's really just saying, you know, particularly the Australian people, it's almost like, we're happy to use your money. We're happy for you to help us stay afloat.
Yes.
But now that we're back on our feet, thanks for that, and you're on your own. And I feel there's so many facets to this that's really, it's definitely profit over people, and the balance is shifting in a negative way. I think with Joyce moving on faster, probably was a damage control or is a damage control thing for the organisation. And I'm certain if Vanessa Hudson's stepping into that role, you know, she just wants to get on, you know, fixing the issues and fixing the problem.
Yeah, that's right. She's got a bit of a job ahead of her. Profit over people, that's basically what it boils down to. And okay, it's, you know, they've got an obligation to shareholders and they're going to run a business, but it's such a short-term approach, isn't it? When you sort of do the money grab, you're really damaging you know, your long-term brand. And if you're just going to grab the cash and run, it's maybe it's more of a personal thing from Alan Joyce. He gets that golden handshake, but what about the business and the brand he leaves behind?
Exactly. And I think one of the key things here, I mean, CEOs don't strategize in a vacuum. Everything gets signed off. There's a lot of governance around it, and there's a board that sits above him as well. So a lot of this would have been sanctioned. So, you know, there would have been a direction planned out ahead of time. A lot of these things would have been signed off. But I just don't think that whole people part of the equation, particularly the culture, the internal balance is completely off. So, you know, they would have had staff, they had the brand transference and the staff, you know, making sure that they themselves, you know, lived and breathed the spirit of Australia. What did they feel like when they started outsourcing all their jobs, you know, and started putting them out of work? So there's a lot of things that have started to erode that trust from the inside out. So it's essentially, you know, eroding that brand trust or the integrity of it's the marketing message, but it's the feeling around that of how we all, you know, build that trust in the organisation. That's the important part. And I feel when you look at every part of the people story within the Qantas brand, it's been eaten away. And that's unfortunate, because to build that back at this point is going to be pretty tough, because we've only at the start of a lot of these actions, particularly the ACCC, the government Senate inquiry, and a few other things that are happening.
Right, I'm listening intently there. So where did a crack start to show? Am I hearing you right to say when they started, people were losing their jobs and individuals in the business lost confidence in what was going on around them? So I heard a bit of that. I don't want to put words in your mouth. And also, you know, maybe, you know, we're going for Alan Joyce, but there is a whole management structure around him too, which would have ticked these sorts of things off. Is that the crack started to show?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's been going for a while. It's not something that's just suddenly. I mean, obviously there was work that needed to be done 11 years ago when Joyce came in and actually took a lot of action in the organisation and made some pretty critical and bold choices at the time to get the company into profitability and you know, build the organisation. But those sort of strategies, and you hit the nail on the head at the start of the, you know, this session, is the fact that when you have a finance-driven profit story and that's your strategic direction, that will only last for a certain amount of time, because people are happy to make cuts and trim and those kinds of things, knowing the company is going to get back into profit. But then they've got to also look at the customer service model. How is that being affected? How are your staff being affected? And all those other elements that go with it. So I think that's why I'm talking about this internal culture and the cracks that have been there over time. This isn't something that's just sort of popped up now because all these things are sort of coming to the surface. So there needed to be that balance in the strategic story as they were, as, you know, coming out of COVID was very, very difficult, but people were happy to say, I am comfortable, you know, not getting my money back if it means that Qantas is going to stay alive.
Yes, right. That was back in COVID, but now it's a completely different story. Yeah, okay.
Exactly. People start getting angry when they realise, wow, I'm starting appalling. To be used as a bank. Yeah, exactly. So you've got this customer story on one side and you've got the staff story on another. And I think that's that whole brand story. It's the entire marketing is just doesn't ring true anymore, because people don't feel like that Qantas has stepped in to be the spirit of Australia, because that whole fairness and equity story, it's not fair that they weren't able to get their money back straight away, but suddenly there's been a backflip on that. Call us anytime and get your money back. Yes. It was really difficult for people to get their money back. It wasn't something that they could just ring up, register or go online and do. And their credit, some people had been saving for 2 or 3 years to go on holiday with their family, and overnight that had disappeared. And not be able to access those funds back was a big issue for some people as well.
Australia Overnight, Sunday morning edition. Donna Bates is an integrity expert. We're talking about, the trashing of a brand and, in particular, the recent stuff going on with Qantas and Alan Joyce. Is it a thing where now we're being blindsided by this short-term growth cycle? Grow, grow, grow. You know, every sort of 3 months, you need a report to show that you've grown the bottom line, and we've been blindsided by that sort of approach, not a long-term vision, and breaking rules like look after your customer. The customer is right. They basically, who they're purchasing whatever service you're providing. I mean, you need to look after them first, don't you?
That's right. Well, it's definitely the flip of that. So it's definitely a shareholder profit model at the moment. But the interesting thing is, going back to your point about the customer, definitely customers are unhappy. People, they've lost trust in the brand. They've lost trust in particularly the service levels. You know, I'm certain the staff would be wanting to do an amazing job every day, but it gets very difficult when they're being trashed in the media all the time as well. And so they're trying to show up to do the right thing. But also customers are realising that they're not the most important person on that flight, or not the most important customer for Qantas. And so they need to shift. Qantas needs to shift from that shareholder focus back to a customer focus and get the balance back into the business.
Yes. The focus is on Qantas here, but it seems to be a bit of a pattern, Donna. You think about those data breaches that happened in recent times where, the customer's data had been stolen. There's been big corporates that just think about themselves, don't communicate with their customers. It just seems to be the way in too many examples in the time we live in 2023.
Absolutely. I think those data breaches are probably particularly what's happening now in the cybersecurity industry. Large organisations need to be organised, and I think now there's a huge shift for company directors to make sure that they're doing the right thing on the board. So historically, to have massive data breaches where people's information, personal information, their credit card details, their names, addresses, phone numbers are all able to be sourced on the dark web now, that isn't the issue now for those people, but in 10 years' time, when AI comes in and the crooks can actually use all that information moving forward, the data breach is right now today. And yes, the boards can say, oops, we mucked up, we need to sort through this. They then start paying the cybersecurity dollars, which if they had have paid 5 years ago, for remediatory action up front, they A, wouldn't have had those data breaches, and also people's details would have been safe. So I think there's that sort of gap in that trust story as well.
Well, that's right. Yeah, that's another thing about the data breaches, that there was no security around that, and was quite easy, is my understanding, for these people to come in and just take the data.
Absolutely.
Because they wanted to save money by putting up the protections, the necessary protections in that sort of data security environment.
That's right.
Are we the suckers here though, Donna? Because are they laughing all the way to the bank? These sort of big entities, but we keep going back and purchasing from them anyway. So we could say this, get on the radio and say all this, look after the customer and look after your brand, but are we still going back and purchasing and just behaving the way they want us to behave?
You know what? I think, people will ultimately vote with their feet. And but in this particular circumstances, I think people really want to fly Qantas. Like, there is that real heart connection with the national carrier, but essentially people are now, they're fed up and they're saying, we've had enough and you need to change, and change quickly. But there's significant changes that need to happen here right the way through. Even when you go back and look at the regulatory story from the government and oversight down to the board, and then obviously through operational with the CEO and below. So I guess there's a lot to go. Like, I don't think we've seen everything at this stage. I think there's more to come. And I think Joyce leaving early was part of that story.
Big business seems to get away with it. Small to medium business, do you agree, Donna, that if your average sort of small to medium business behaved in this way, they would just, customers would leave them in droves. You can't do business that way. You have to you have to look after your customer.
Yep, I completely agree with you there.
So it's the top end. It's the top end that's getting away with it. So for our listeners who may be running a small to medium business, don't copy that, because you'd be out of business pretty quick.
Absolutely. I think you hit the nail on the head. Small to medium business would never get away with the behaviour that's happening right now in corporate Australia, particularly in this situation with Qantas. I think the larger organisations know that maybe they think that the ACCC won't come after them, or it's too difficult to go after them. And we're only starting to see that those cases starting to pop up now with the ACCC. Historically, it was seen as a bit of a toothless tiger, but now it's obviously been given more power, and they're starting to come through. So I feel that small to medium business definitely need to be really sharp on their game, and there are some amazing small to medium businesses out there that are doing fantastic things. And that's why people get ticked off, because they're saying, if I'm doing this in my business and I'm doing the right thing by my customers are doing amazing customer service, and yet I go on a holiday and I'm treated like this.
Yeah.
That's why people get ticked off.
That's right. It's get grumpy. You think, well, in my business I wouldn't do this. I get that way too. I think, I've got to do it in my day-to-day life. Why don't you do the same? I've seen people become very successful and wealthy and grow great businesses by just offering quality, by being the one in the market that people say, go and get so-and-so because they're the best. That's your point of difference, really, if you can do it the best or different or whatever, people will come to you. There's no other way, really. So you need passion, right, and you need to be better than the competitors. Otherwise, you don't make any money. So I can't see it any other way.
No, I agree with you 110%. And it's time. I think this is going to be a huge shake-up. I think a lot of the actions that are being taken now, it's really not even just identifying that there was an issue or a problem and that we're dealing with it and people are angry. I really want to see what's the next evolution of that. I want to see that action put into plan straight away, so that, when we go and fly Qantas, we see those service levels increase straight away. Yep. The fact that it slid so far in international standards is horrific. Even as a shareholder, you might be happy with the profit, but you turn around and go, well, we've just given him $24 million. He's stepping away, but he's left us in this hole. So I was happy to get my
dividends. Yeah.
But now I'm not going to get one for 5 years.
Actually, there might be another way to do business, as I say that. The only way, just backtracking there, maybe you just need to look after politicians' families and sort of have the right friends. Maybe that helps. Anyway, being a bit cheeky there. Yeah, because PM's son and all that. All right, well, 131873 to join the conversation. What do you think about our discussion? 131873. And also, as we talk about the loss of the trust or the brand sort of equity with Qantas, maybe you can finish this sentence. Whatever happened to, ... for our listeners, whatever happened to, filling in the gaps. 131873. There you go. We'll get the phones going. Donna, we'll get some talk back going. What do you think?
Fantastic. Thank you.
Love it. It's always great to have a chat. So thanks for your time. Donna Bates, and we'll find you online. You've got your website and also your socials if we, hit you up on Google.
Absolutely. DonnaBates.com.
There we are. Donna
nice
Bates.
Easy one.
Yeah, that's right. Nice and easy. No AU. DonnaBates.com, integrity expert. Thanks for joining us on Australia Overnight.